enemy will not enjoy me and will not stop me. Enjoying my food, enjoying my future, enjoying my family, enjoying my home. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship and adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Can we jam our hands together for the Lord this morning? I'm conscious of time, but this morning I actually want to teach. But we'll do one or two prayers at the end of the prayer, of the teaching. Understanding the strength of character. Understanding the strength of character. In our Sunday school this morning, our beautiful teacher was explaining to us conscience, and I'm talking about character this morning. Can anyone in the church, sorry that I'm teaching us to be tea preaching, can differentiate between strength, between conscience and character? What is the difference between conscience and character? Anybody? Those who have been to school before. Hallelujah. Those who went to school in the morning, not some of us who went in the evening time. Hallelujah. Conscience. Anyone? Okay, we talk about conscience this morning. So, anyone? Or character? Oh, Pastor, excuse me. Okay, sir. Distinguishing between good or bad. Thank you, sir. The mental strength. I wrote it, I said the sense of or consciousness of the moral goodness. Moral goodness, the blameworthiness. You know, when one's conduct or intention shows the difference between good or bad, when you can differentiate, they will say your conscience can differentiate. You know, somebody say that person has a good conscience. That person had a bad conscience. So you will even say some people have a guilty conscience. Hallelujah. You know, it's a faculty or a power or principle enjoying good heart. That is conscience. You know, I was listening to it. I said, while I was in the office, you know, you are guided by your conscience. Your conscience guides you whether you will be doing good or bad. Please, the younger one, most of this teaching will help you more than some of us who are adults. In my language, my mother used to say something, a dry fish cannot be baked. Eh? When the fish is totally dry, if you try to bend it, you will crack it. You will break its backbone. You see? So the conformity to what you consider to be correct, right, of morally good, that's consciousness. But when we talk of character, can somebody tell me a little bit about character? The youth, the big boys there, and it, yes, character. Huh? The way in which you behave. Any other person? The fine girls at the back. The personality you carry. Yes, ma'am. Want to say something? All right. The personality that you carry. Pastor, want to say something? The nature. You know, something you are with, something that you do, or you know, the distinctive quality characteristics you have, the distinctive qualities you carry, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk is more of your character. Hallelujah. The complex of mental and ethical traits in you, that is your character. So, I want to talk to us today on understanding the strength of character. As a Christian, understanding the strength of character. Very, very important, because your character is the foundation that be our life, our destiny. You can build a whole wealth of resources and destroy with one character. That is why character building is very, very important. Let's look at these scriptures. Psalm 11, verse 3. Psalm 11, verse 3. Hallelujah. It said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When the character building is faulty at the beginning, what can we do? When the character bringing up is faulty at the beginning, what can the righteous do? Let's look at another scripture. Genesis 39, verse 7. I'm reading verse 7 to 9. And then I will explain a few things and then we pray. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. Verse 8, but he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in this house, and he has committed all that he had to my hand. Verse 9, the last verse there. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither had he kept back anything from me but thee. Because thou art his wife, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Hallelujah. Most Yahoo boys, we see it as an opportunity. We know the story. Most of the young men, in fact, men in church, we see it as an opportunity. Ah, Yahoo guy. This is an opportunity. I'm already controlling everything. I will control Madame to join. They see it as an opportunity. So, where is the strength of character here? Let's look at another scripture so that I'll just explain as I go on. 1 Samuel chapter 17, I'm reading from verse 54 to 57. Because character is the foundation that bears our life. 90% of our struggles is based on our character. One can use 100 years to build his own house and use character to tear it down in 1 week. Hallelujah. God will help us in Jesus' name. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4, and David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem. But he put his armor in his tent. Next verse. And when Saul saw David go forth, the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son? There is a threat this boy has. Whose son is this youth? There is something I see in this boy that others do not have. And Abner said, as thou so liveth, O king, I cannot tell. We don't know him. He is a quiet individual boy. Maybe his father don't even parade him. And the king said, inquire thou whose son the stripling is. Verse 27 is the last one. 57. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine. Please listen. The pathway to where we are going is more important than where we are going. Can I repeat that? The way, the journey to where we are going is more important than that particular place. Because if you mess the journey up along the way, when you get there, you cannot sustain it. It is the journey that takes you there that lead you there. The character of every man bear both your life and your destiny. You cannot be separated from your character. Your character cannot be separated from your destiny. Your nature and your value is built on your character. We need to understand values. And when you understand values and you understand what a good conscience is, you are able to build your character. Because your conscience is telling you something, does your character support what your conscience is telling you? Hallelujah. The value of every life is sustained by the character of your upbringing. Sorry, I know if not all of us, apart from children, we are all immigrants. Apart from the children, we are born here. Why is it that you get to London? London changed some things about you. Hallelujah. Including me. Why is it that we are the good boy of the daddy, excellent son, and we get to London, everything changed. Okay, let's not talk about immigration. Why is it that up to 18, when you are at home, everything is normal, but the little freedom throw you out of place? Am I talking to somebody? Can anybody relate to this? Why, how is it that up to the time you get married, things were okay, but marriage turned everything upside down? What went wrong? Your character is you, and you are your character. Your character is you, and you are your character. Your life depends on the way you live your life. Your character, there's a limit to which you can hide it. It will show up at workplace one day. Am I talking to us?
Yes, sir.
It will show up at home one day. You are going to go out, it will show up when you don't expect it to show up. Character will show itself. Let's look at Joseph in the first scripture I read. Joseph refused to lie with the master's wife. How? It's unthinkable in the age of Joseph's time. Don't listen, during Joseph's time, there'll be rape. So rape is not happening now. Now, talk less of Potiphar's wife is one of the most beautiful lady in the city. Potiphar is rich. Potiphar is not a poor man. So a rich woman, if you read that scripture from beginning, it's not the first time. It's always been asking him, you know, there's a way women will show face to you. You know what is, you know, if you have good character, even at work, when they are throwing passes at you, you just ignore them. You start to avoid them. You run for the gate. You run away. Thank you. Hallelujah. I've been a victim of it. When I was in the bank, I worked with a lady. I'm not going to mention the name of the lady. And she threw everything at me, if not God. Let's say, if not God. It's not the life of CCTV. It's not the life of CCTV. Somebody coming in, I go to the office, maybe to file something or to make a phone call. The only phone in the bank is in the manager's office, since the secretary. So when you go there and it's something, so you say, see the new bra I bought. Eh? Remove our clothes and say, or just say, oh, I just bought a new plant. Open the skirt up. Intimidation. Who will believe me? Hallelujah. But something helped me. And the strength of character, then when I get to my say, this is what I met at work. Oh. This is what happened. Oh. Luckily, the day her father died, and she came to tell me in the bank hall, she met the same lady was who met her. Immediately, he told me, say, I'm so-and-so. Oh, he said, you are the girlfriend of my husband. And that one laughed. What am I saying is, you will be faced with attack everywhere. So what Joseph faced was not out of ordinary. There are women, some men will just do some useless things at you. You know your job depends on it. They will slap your bum, hit you on the chest, and do everything. How do you maintain strength of character in the middle of that? But when you look at Joseph, he did not start there. The Bible says he was an exceptional child. Because of his attitude, because of his character, that is why his father made him a coat of many colors. The Bible says he cannot stand evil things. He cannot stand bad character. So when he goes out to see his brother and they do anything wrong, the Bible says it will bring the evil report. It will bring the evil report back to the parent. Listen to me, youth. If your brothers and sisters do something wrong, tell your parent. So that it can become, you know, The culture is, oh, I cannot grasp. We don't grasp here. Is it not? Is that what you say? I cannot grasp. The moment you cannot grasp, you are compromising. The moment you are not telling the truth, you are compromising. Nothing is hidden under the sun. Nothing is hidden under the sun. It will come out one day. So, the strength of Joseph came from his own house. The strength was the strength he grew up with. It was the character that made his father to love him. Hallelujah. What character made you distinct in your family? What character make your mom or your dad to just fall in love with you? What character? What character? So, developing the character of your destiny. Brethren, you need to develop character for your destiny. Life will not end here. Am I talking to someone? It does not end today. If they can tell you that the second coming of Christ is coming, if it didn't come the next 10 years, what happened? If it didn't come to the end of your life, what happened? Because they've been saying it before I was born. From 2,000 years ago, we'll be expecting the second coming. Oh, is it coming? Yes, it's coming. But the Bible says it will be like a thief in the night. Which we need to be ready. But that's why the Father, you are ready for the coming. Does your character sustain the destiny you have? Does your character go in line with what you are praying for? God will just be laughing at us at times when we do some prayer. Is this person serious about what you are saying about? Hallelujah. With the eyes of vision, visionary develop characters. You must look at your tomorrow. Youth especially, listen to me, children. Look at your tomorrow. Develop your character today for tomorrow. What I always say to this, youth, listen. Anything you would not, when you grow up, you will not want your own children to do. Don't do it now. Do you get what I'm saying? Anything your child will do, and you'll be angry with, don't do it now. Because one day you will become better too. Hallelujah. We are all evolving every day. I'm a pastor. I'm in my triple 20s, according to Aki. I'm still evolving. I'm still learning. I'm still changing. I'm still developing character. I'm ready for the next phase of my life. I'm ready for the next phase financially. I'm ready for the next phase spiritually. I'm ready for the next phase of when grandchildren start coming up. It's a next phase. I don't want to work with walking stick with grandchildren to car park. And they throw ball and granddad cannot take it. We kick that ball, I run faster than them. That's when I agree to. Well, I told them, this is not the season for grandchildren. I'm still a child. Hallelujah. If you don't establish your future through your character, you cannot have it. If you don't establish it through your character, you cannot have it. Joseph saw to us that he needed a bright future. So he was rejecting everything at every step. So what do you see for your tomorrow? You will become what you see. Your attitude today shows what you see. Hallelujah. Amen. Your attitude today shows what you see. No? On a laughter note, there was a time I want one brother to get married by fire by force. And I told the brother, I told one lady, I said, come and marry this brother. He said, he's a pastor, I'll kill him. You know, till today, I always thank God that he said that statement. But I always say, if we have gone ahead with that proposal, possibly by now, I would have done a better service for that brother. In the quest for looking for what you need by fire, by force, you throw away character. You throw away what you need. God does not separate the way we live our life from what we will become. You will become the way you live your life. So Joseph was ready for what he was looking for. What of David? David never knew God would make him a king when he was protecting sheep. So he was at the backyard protecting sheep while his brother will run away and the sheep will die. So when he comes to a town, he will kill the bear, he will kill the lion. So when it comes to Goliath, he just saw Goliath as a little fry. He said, if I've not been afraid of lion, I've not been afraid of bear, why will I be afraid of this man, the man like me? But the blood runs in our vein. And he's not even a Christian. He's not circumcised, and I'm circumcised. Hallelujah. Why will you be afraid of one stupid babalawo somewhere? What does he have? If you have built a strong connection with Jehovah, if you have a strong link with God, why will you be afraid of that? What you see about your tomorrow will influence how you behave now. What you see about your tomorrow will influence what you see. How you behave now. What you see about your tomorrow. And that is why I am really, really interested with our young adult. The young adult, the youth, whatever we need to do, we need to create a good future. They need to begin to see with the vision of a correct vision of tomorrow, because how they see tomorrow is how they will behave. Listen, I know there is cannot over here. The devil can manipulate the system. But listen, if a young man know a good future is coming, he will not try smoking widow. Do you understand what I'm saying? If a young man know that there is a big future somewhere, he will not sleep without the alotto. Do you follow what I'm saying? If you know there is a bright future, you will not just go to ordinary pub where you know they can draw. I'm talking of girls. Where you know they can, is it drop something in your drinks? Huh? They can spike. These are not language I'm used to. They can spike your drink. You can be pregnant from there. You cannot be HIV through it. Just because, I want to belong. I want to be there. If you have a big picture of where you are going, you will not do that. That is what Daniel saw. Daniel said, I will not eat what everybody is eating. Just give me vegetable. Just give me, what do you call vegetable? Salad. He was feeding on salad. He was feeding because he saw the future that the kind of meat they are giving are the unholy meat. And he said on it, what of Esther? Esther refused to do all the makeup everybody's doing. The Bible said, the king's chamberlain, he just said, what does the king like? I already see myself as king's wife. What kind of makeup? No. King doesn't need makeup. He just needs your natural face. The king doesn't want to wake up tomorrow and run out. Because what he see is different from what he married. Hallelujah. The Bible says he comported himself because of what he's saying. What are you saying? What are you saying? Until you have a picture of where you are going, you will not prepare for it. There's no character strength for anybody that has no vision. What is your vision? You know, as a church, it is vision that brought us here. Because the day we move into this building, we don't have vision of some of the things we are seeing. This place will still be more beautiful than this. But we saw that this will be a beautiful place. We're moving, we start developing it, no light, no water, everything was discouraging. So what you are facing today may be discouraging. Don't give up. You need to take time to build the strength of your character. Take time. Start building it now. Joseph saw a dream. He said to his brother, that was the biggest mistake he made, that he had a dream. But immediately he saw the dream, he was looking for that day. And his brothers were building distractions. How to kill him. How to destroy him. How to throw him into the pit. How to make his life to be a mess. But while they were planning, God was doing his own. And that God will help you in the name of Jesus. What are the dangers of bad character? What are the dangers of bad character? Let's say a bad character will destroy everything you have built. I put it on my status today. For over 20 years that I've been a pastor, that I've been pastoring, I've seen people, even within church, who built some things in the church, who had things going in the church, and they use the same character to tear it down. I brought my husband to this church, I will take the husband out. And they do. I started this movement in the church, and I make sure I take it out. And they do. It's character. Few weeks ago, maybe about a month or two ago, I said 90% of issues in marriage does not come after marriage. It was character that they brought into the marriage. A baby, when you marry mother's boy, is that what they call it? Mommy's boy. When you marry mommy's boy, plan your life that you marry mommy's boy. Don't plan your life like you with somebody who is fatherless and motherless. You know, there are two different the young women are laughing. Do you follow what I'm saying? Can you call Pastor Sam mommy's boy? I mean mommy's boy. It's AKA mommy's boy. When I say mommy, you know, you have men who will go to kitchen, who will clean the house, who will do that. It's not a man who sits on the sitting room, lays their leg to the roof. Huh? Pastor Sam can cook. No, mommy boy cannot cook. Mommy boy cannot cook. You are not getting me. The mommy's boy are those who sit down like women on the table. The only thing they remain to do is to paint their fingernails. They are as lazy as anything. Have you not seen some men who cannot change light bulb in the house? They cannot plug water. Those are the ones I'm talking about. So when you marry that one, every time you are dating, it's always KFC or McDonald's, whatever. And you expect that when you get home, you are going to sit at home. You know what I'm saying? It's character. Bad character cannot be changed suddenly. Okay? I could cook when I got married. If my wife expects me to cook now, it's zero. But I stayed 28 years of not going to the kitchen. You understand? Because we only have somebody else to do it. Hallelujah. But listen, I'm still not as useless as some men. I still wash my plate. What I'm saying is this. What is the vision you have? You will always build your future based on the vision you have. If your vision is 40, your tomorrow will be 40. I am begging us, church, develop a character for what you want to see tomorrow. Develop a character. Develop a character for what you are looking for. The question is this. As a church, what character are we building? Hallelujah. If today all the ministers are not in church, let's say we have all the ministers to go for a ministers conference, are we going to see our service? Hallelujah. I've seen people in this short time I preach with this dangerous we have. Who we get to the car park and not see pastor's car and their back. I'm telling you. Let me talk to our ministers. I'm trusting God this church will be big. I'm trusting God we are going to manage parties and all that. Don't develop a character from borrowing from members. If you need any money, look elsewhere. Your secret is your life. If you trust church member, they will throw it to your face. It is very dangerous to be identified in the wrong way. Let me round up with this. There's a man in the Bible who married 700 wives. How many concubines? Youth. 700 wives, how many concubines? 700 concubines. No, it's 700 wives, 300 concubines, or the other way. Jesus. You know, a lot of people will tell you he has grace to manage them. But do you know, the Bible said towards the end that that is what turned his heart away from God. So, with all the quality of Solomon, can I shock you? God was not even angry with the fact that he married 1,000 wives. The anger is, he turned his way away from God. Your decision for tomorrow, is it turning you away from God? Your choice of career, your choice of husband, your choice of wife, is it turning you away from God? Of all the how great Solomon was, he wrote part of the Bible. The Bible says he is the most beautiful man you can talk about. But in the Hall of Fame, Hebrew 11, his name was omitted. I don't know. I've never been to heaven. I doubt if Solomon will make heaven. Because the strength of his character was so weak. That as a man, it was the wife who was dictating his God to him. Who is dictating your God to you? Oh. Ruth and Naomi. In rounding up, Ruth and Naomi, the Bible says Naomi is the wife of Elimelech, and they left the house of bread to go to what country now? To Moab. And when they got there, the two children, Mahlon and Chilion, marry Ruth. And what's the name of the other girl? Oprah. And when the father died, the two boys died, Naomi called the two women. He said, women, can you go back to your father's house? He said, let me grieve alone. The Bible says, Oprah kissed Naomi. Can I shock you? Not every kiss is a welcome. If you are not married yet, remember kiss can be deceptive. Kiss can be to steal. Kiss can be a kiss of goodbye. So Oprah kissed and said goodbye. But Ruth said, I will cleave to you. Is it kiss or cleave? Are you kissing goodbye to your future by wrong character? or you are cleaving to your tomorrow by good character. He said, your God will be my God. Whose God are you following? Whose God? He said, your people will be my people. Who are you associating with? Your association will define your character. This statement is still correct. Show me your friend. I will tell you who you are. If all your friends are drunkard, and you are my deacon, you are my deaconess. There's a TikTok on two guys who said they were doing evangelism. I don't know anybody who has said it. They were doing evangelism. And the pastor called and said, ah, where are you? He said, I've gained 3,000 souls. At the moment, I'm laying hands on one. Talk to deacons also so that I finish late. They don't know that the pastor was looking at them. Both of them were drinking beer. He said, is it the green man, the man wearing the green dress? And they look back and say, oh. Who are you following? Who are your friends? Who is advising you? 90% of whom that breaks are from advice. People telling you this, how to run home. Somebody who has not run their home properly, telling you how this is, how the home is run. What this thing is. I think this stretch is not allowing me to enjoy this. Who are you following? Who is following you? Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. So the third one, I said, your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. He said, wherever you go, I will go. What is the purpose of your friends? Where are they going? Are you going to the same direction? Or their direction is different from yours? Your character is what I'm talking about today. The strength of your character. The strength of the character of Abraham. Look at Abraham. The Bible says Abraham, after he's been without children, and the wife said, can you go in to my housemaid? Baba said, okay. Hallelujah. You can listen to those your friends when it benefits you. But when Sarah now said, you need to let these people go. It was now turning to God. God said, go and listen to him. You go and listen to her. You listen to her first. I am praying that your character will not destroy your tomorrow. I am praying that the way you behave, the way you act, will not destroy what you have built up in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet this morning. Let's rise on our feet this morning. Hallelujah. I'm just talking about character to us. Our character is so important. Please, church, as we pray, I want you to see 90% of our struggle is character-based. And I'm begging you, parents, that your children are still young, model good character to them. Model good character to them. Model what you expect tomorrow to them. I know it's tough. I know UK is difficult. But God will help you. Hallelujah. And the last question I will ask every parent here. I talked to men last Sunday. The last question I will ask. As a man, will you pray yourself for your daughter to marry? As a man, sir, will you pray your daughter to marry a replica of you? And as a woman, what prayer are you praying for your daughter? And for the unmarried, let's say for the unmarried, anybody you choose, stop looking at what is in their back and can't. Stop looking at the bicep and tricep. Stop looking at they have good job today. But The question is this: can this person be a good father to my child? Can this person be an example for the child I will bring to the world? If they cannot answer that, I was talking to a single mother who met a fantabulous man, excellent man. You know, there are still men who can open doors for women. I struggle with it because I will have started the car before my wife gets to the car. Hallelujah. If we open the door, by the time they get to the restaurant, he's pulling the chair out, waiting for her to sit down, put it back. What a, like a movie. But this man cannot stand any of the two children. They shout. They don't listen. And when she tell me, oh, she's a nice man, I say, okay. When it comes to the trust between you, between him and your children, what will you pick? When it comes to trust between you, between him and your children, what will you pick? Don't pick and later regret. Process it through before you walk into it. And woman, if you are going to marry somebody who have a child before, if you know the child will not tolerate you, walk away. If that child will not tolerate you, don't stay, because hell will be descending in that house. I am talking about character. Bow yourself, heads down, and say, Lord, anything you need to change in me, change it today. Whatever attitude, whatever character I put up that will not help my tomorrow, Lord, change it in me today. I want you to just talk to God. Attitude I put up, what I grew up with. Some of us we even be talking about, oh no, I am used to this, how we do in our family, this how I grow up. Lord, anything that needs to change in me, Lord, change it today. Just talk to God. Talk to God. Thank you, mighty Father. Pray one more prayer. Pray the help pass of destiny. Helper that will help me to my next level. Lord, send them to me today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Helpers of destiny. A prepared helper for my destiny. A prepared helper for my tomorrow. Lord, send in my way today. Send out my way. Pray for yourself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Our Lord and our Father, we want to say thank you this morning. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration. Lord, we pray our character will not destroy our tomorrow. Our attitude will not stop us from getting to where we are going. Let your grace and your mercy be upon our life. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus this morning.